Yeah, hello.
Hi. Oh, Joseph?
Yes, this is it. Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Listen, I only have a few minutes to talk because I'm a bus operator, and I have to pick up my bus. Listen, I got a call from last night from, I think it's your boss or someone, or maybe your associate. I can't think of his name. He told me he was going to call me at 6:30. Never called me. If you're interested, look, if you're interested in the properties, I have two properties for sale, you know, two lots. There's no houses, two lots.
Right.
You have to call me and let me know if you want it or not. We could discuss, you know, he told me he sent me a proposal or something about how much she wants to give me. But I don't want to open that up because I don't know. It's just something that I agree. I don't agree to anything right now. I don't like those things. It says I agree. And as I agree, if I agree, it means we have some kind of an agreement. We have no agreement.
Oh,
so,
okay. I think that's going to be just an agreement for you to view it. Usually, if there's a document, it would ask you if you agree to view it. That's just it. But you don't have to sign anything. Yeah,
I understand that. But it had something that I didn't like. It's just something I agree that we have some kind of a business arrangement or something like that. As far as I know, we don't have anything going on right now, so I'm afraid to open it.
Right.
Tell us just give me a quote of what you want to spend, you know, what you're willing to offer, that you offer, and that's it. And I'll let you know if it's good or not. And tell him I have 211 and 215 because I think he only talked to me about 215 Mercury Street, but I also have 211 also. I have two lots there. There's 211, 215. You know, just call me back. Why don't you just talk to him and call me back and give me the offer, what you're offering for both lots or individually, whatever you want to call it, individual or both. You know, I like to sell both of them at the same time because they're not really huge lots, so you're going to probably need both lots because they're R3s. You could build something on there, the R3. So give me a call back. See, I'm going to be driving now, so if you call me back, you have to leave it on my voice message.
Mm-hmm.
But what's your name?
My name is Alex. I'm Forrest McGee's assistant. They sent you the offer already via email. That's the
one they did, I didn't, like I said, I didn't open it. Call me back. Give me the offer on whichever house. Give me the offer on whichever piece of property, you know, the lots that they want. But I really don't want to sell one lot by itself. I'll be honest with you. I want you to take both. So give me an offer for both because I don't want to hold on to the other lot. It's going to be too small to build anything on. You need both lots to build something reasonable on it. So give me an offer for both lots, all right?
You said you tore the property down, right? So
I tore down the house about a year and a half ago. A year and a half. I tore down. It was an old wood frame house. I had somebody tear it down for me, or it cost money to tear down, you know? So.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I'm looking for, okay, is $40,000 per lot, okay? If they can't do anything close to that, then just call me and tell me, sorry, Joe, we can't do anything for you. We can't help you. That's all. And that's it. It's fine. You know, because I have a lot of offers. I get calls almost every other day for that property.
Okay.
I got offered $70,000 for both lots. I really think that's
a great deal.
What?
I think $70,000 for both lots would be a great deal. Why would you not take it?
Well, because first of all, I didn't like the way he presented him. He told me one thing, and he does another. I don't like somebody that tells me one thing. Would you like me to tell you I'm going to give you $5,000 each for each lot as a deposit, and he puts down $500 on the agreement? Would you like that?
I'm not sure what type of agreement he wants to do with that.
In other words, the offer, not the agreement, but the offer.
Oh, that's the offer.
If I discuss with you, and I tell you I'm going to give you, I want $5,000, let's say, for both lots as a deposit, as an earnest deposit, right? So that's what you call it out there, earnest, but we call it deposit here. I'm in New York.
Right.
If I tell you I'm going to give you $5,000 each, I ask you for $5,000. And then you say, okay, you know, you don't come up with $500 and make your office call. I don't know who he has. Someone that wrote that thing up and sent it to me. You know, I told him to send it to me with a hard copy to my house, so I have the hard copy. but I didn't like the agreement. I didn't like the offer. And, you know, so, you know, you have to be able to be within the ballpark of what we discussed, you know.
All right. If I tell you're looking for 40,000.
Yeah, if I tell you I want that, you know, you got to come up close to that, you know. You got to come up close to that. You know, you got to be at least somewhere in the ballpark, you know. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere close to that. And you know, earnest money, you know, you got to put something reasonably down. You can't put $500. What am I going to do with $500? That $500 is nothing. You're gonna tie my time up for 2 months to try and get this property. By the time you do the proposal, the agreement, and then you're gonna go back and forth, and you have to wait until the lawyers are ready. It could take 2 months, you know, or 2.5
months.
So you know, I don't want to tie up my time with that for $500. And it's also what I didn't like is it's a refundable deposit. So in other words, he could take his money and go and walk away.
Oh, okay.
So you're gonna hold me hostage for 2 months and then you're gonna walk away?
It should be non-refundable.
He put it refundable. So that's why I didn't like it, and I told him that, you know. So that's why it didn't work out so well. You know, the 70,000, you know, it was a little low. Because I owe money on the property. I have money that I owe on it, you know. But
how much do you owe? Do you mind me asking?
There's a lot to owe. There's money that I spent and money that I owe. The owe is $10,000 on a lien that was put on by someone else, not me. It was put on when I bought the property, I had a $10,000 lien because the person borrowed money on one of the one of the properties. He borrowed money from the previous owner and he never gave it back, so he put the lien on the property.
Just
so when I bought the property, there was a lien on there. I knew about it, and I took it with the lien. And, you know, we worked out a deal, and I bought it. And there was also a whole bunch of taxes that were owed on the property, too. It was very, very bad in taxes. He owed, like, over $10,000 in taxes. So I got it down to, like, right now I have it down to, like, maybe $2,000, $3,000, something like that. So
good.
I put it down pretty good. It's not that much that I owe left. All right. Look, my bus is coming. I got to go. Look, just call me Alex, right? Alex, you said?
Alex, are you good like 6:30 in case out?
Yeah, I'm good. If you're going to tell me you're going to call me, please call me. Don't do like the other guy. He says, I'm going to call you at 6:30 and he doesn't call me. You know, I don't like that, you know?
Okay. I'll check his calendars first and then I'll get back to you. I'll probably just send you a quick text.
Look, you don't even have to even call me. You don't have to even call me 6:30. All you got to do is just talk to him, tell him what I want, see if he wants the deal. If you don't want the deal, just call me back and tell me you don't want the deal. That's it. It's $80,000 negotiable, a little wiggle room to negotiate, you know. And you know, you have to put some serious money down on the earnest money. Put something down that's serious, and you know, and non-refundable, because this way I know you're gonna buy it. You know.
Right.
So I got to go. Okay.
Yeah.
So just call me back at either 5:30 or 6:30 and let me know. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be right there. All right?
All right.
Back, all right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
I'll
thanks.
Do
bye.
This
bye.
Afternoon.
Bye now. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you.